If you have ever watched a witness giving their testimony in a trial, you've seen them take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The three-part oath assures they avoid lying, that they leave nothing out, and that they don't add a little lie to a truthful statement. But what about other oaths, like making a promise to seek after God with your whole heart? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 119 is a reflection on seeking. Seeking God, but not casually seeking. Seeking God with your heart, your whole heart, and nothing but your heart. So begin your meditation by letting this time become a mindful and sacred retreat to seek with your heart. Allow your breathing to slow, your mind to relax, and your eyes move from open to closed. And start to center on your heart as it seeks after the presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Let your heart be mindful of their presence. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I seek you with my whole heart. May God bless the reading of his word. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord now rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Lord God, I seek you now with my whole heart. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually, longing to be in his presence. Lord God, yes, I seek you with my whole heart. Seek his face with your whole heart and remember with gratitude his marvelous deeds which he has done, his miracles, and the judgments from his mouth. And Lord God, yes, I seek you with my whole heart. Continue on for a moment by letting your heart settle deeper now. Become mindful of God's presence in this time of prayer and contemplative meditation. The human heart can be deceptive, but the heart of God within you is perfect for seeking what is true. Well, note the heart of God within you for a moment. Scan your body and your mind, and note your heart pulsing, now in your feet, your legs, your fingers, your arms, and even your chest for a moment. Take some time to note the thoughts and emotions that you have in discovering again the truth that God has made light shine in your heart so you could know his glory. Center on your whole heart, shining the light of God. minute or two on your breathing. Continue by taking several deep, complete belly breaths, each one full and slow and deep. Become mindful of each breath. Feel your heart beating as you breathe. Be aware of the pace of your breathing. Be aware of the pace of your heart. Centering now on your whole heart. Stay here centering for several moments. Your mind and heart will most certainly drift, and that's to be expected. Feel no condemnation. That is not the heart of God. But rather allow any distractions to be simple reminders to return without effort to your breathing and the beating of your seeking heart, whispering, "Lord God, I seek you with my whole heart." Now continue as you center on listening for God through three different divine readings of this passage from Holy Scripture. And here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from King David, someone who knew very well what it meant to give his whole heart in search for God. Contemplate on what you hear from Psalm chapter 119, verse 2, from the New International Reader's Version. To you, my dear friend in the faith, seek God and obey his covenant laws. Seek him and trust in God with all of your heart and be blessed by him. Where did your heart take you in this reading? Well, listen once more from Scripture and notice where God's heart leads you. Blessed are those who obey his covenant laws. They trust in him with all of their hearts. Did you notice something different this time? Well, for the next minute, contemplate on what spoke to you most deeply and listen to God's heart within you. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions from your whole heart. Listen to the same passage, but a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. How happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk according to the Lord's instruction. Happy are those who keep his decrees and seek him with all of their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. If only my ways were committed to keeping your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I think about all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes, so please never abandon me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here reflecting on any sensations and passions that your heart is pushing to the surface. This may be an emotional time for you, and praise God for that. Don't rush your emotions as you seek after God. Take all the time that you need. God is in no rush, nor should you be. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, certainly not by my strength, but by your grace, guide me to walk blamelessly. Steer me to walk in your law and keep your testimonies. Grant me the desire to seek after you with my whole heart. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all of your commandments. I will praise you and seek you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous rules, I will keep your statutes. I seek after you. Please do not forget me. I plead and pray this now in your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from His Word? Well, for a moment, reflect on the entirety of your heart. Do you praise and seek God with only a portion of what He has given you? While resting in imaginative contemplation, consider the word wholehearted for a moment. The word means to seek after something fully and with complete sincerity, in an enthusiastic and energetic way. But it's interesting. The Hebrew word for wholehearted, kolev, is similar to the word for dog, and I love that image. The image of us seeking after God as a dog seeks after their owner. In fact, see it now in your mind. Clawing at the door. Tail wagging out of great anticipation. Barking for attention. Jumping and running in circles out of sheer delight. Take this next minute in your mind to seek after God in the same way. Wholehearted delight, fully and with complete sincerity, in the most enthusiastic and energetic way possible. Seek Him now in that way and in this time. Stay here for a while longer, resting in the discovered presence of Father, Son, and Spirit, resting where they have always been and where you were destined to be, silently whispering the answer to your centering prayer. Lord God, I have found you now with my whole heart. As you rest here in the presence of God, be mindful too of others you encounter on the road, still searching, but not fully. How might God use you to help another search for him with their heart, their whole heart, and nothing but their heart? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the discovered first light of day or the reflective shadows of evening, be mindful of moments of discovery, times you become aware of the divine within you, for it will be then and there you will encounter the very face of God. So with your eyes closed, let me pray this final benediction and blessing over you, to seek God and obey his covenant laws. Seek him and trust in God with your heart, your whole heart, and nothing but your heart, to then encounter him completely within you. Amen.